There are no mangoes, no. I didn't see any mangoes. That's what I heard.
All right, so let's reapproach this Ramban from the from maybe a different angle. Let's go back to the old question. Where's Dan Aronson? Let's go back to the question of Reb Meir and Belazar of whether V'chosav in the Pasuk is referring to the Chasima or the Ksiva. Correct? Remember that? And it's totally on the same machlokas of Ede Chasima Karti, of what is Karti, what's the real krisis? Ede Chasima Karti or Ede Misira Karti? Yeah. And hopefully, maybe we can go back over there and get an idea. It'll help us to clarify this issue as well. Because they're definitely related. I mean, it's the same. It's another aspect of the same idea.
What's the question?
Whether the v'chosav is on the ksav of the sofer, mm-hmm. or the chasim of the edim. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we asked that the v'chosav is definitely, in terms of the pshat, referring to the ksav sofer. Or the baal. So how do you say the v'chosav is really a chasima? And 1 second. And also what? The edus would seem to be external to the maisa, right? Edus should be outside of the maisa, on the maisa. Shouldn't be part of the thing. The pasuk of v'chosav is referring to referring to the maisa of the gerushin, or the components of the gerushin. The edus should be. We should just say the Torah describes Gerushin, and we know Gerushin requires Edim, so we'll insert Edim, but the Pasuk should not be referring to the Edim. Because according to Rav Nosson, the Pasuk is not referring to the Edim. It's just V'chosav and Nosson. And like Ram says, you can't have Gerushin occur without any type of Edus. You can't have the woman go from Eshashish to Penuya without any Edus. So the text, the Psukim, should not be referring to the Edus. It should be referring to the Maisa, and then we'll say... And then we'll say it's Edus. Let's forget about Gittin for a minute. What do Edim do? What does Edus do?
Make a star.
No.
Verify
what they're made on.
Well, that is what they're made on. The Edus is to be made on. What?
Why doesn't it do that?
I mean, in general, what does it do?
I mean, what?
More general.
Oh, it's certified.
It certifies it.
It certifies, okay. Certifies. Whatever. I'm looking for maybe objectifies. Okay. In other words, what's the difference between the guy's das? In other words, according to Reb Meir, the approach we were trying to start with yesterday, although I say we're going to start it from a different angle, I'm trying to keep a little bit of the same something, some resemblance to what we were doing yesterday. So we're saying that the get, the ksivas haget is really what? It's really the das. It's really the das of the baal. To be Megarish's wife. Similarly to Shtar Hakna. It's the Das of the Makna. In both of those cases, right, I mean, certainly by Gerishin, all you really need is the Das of the Baal. She doesn't have to accept it at all. Right? So it's a little easier to see it by Gerishin. That in reality, it's his Das. It's his will. It's only his will that creates the Gerishin. She's totally out of the picture, right? She receives it, but in terms of das, it's clear by Gerushin, the only das that's important is the das of the Baal, right, Danny? Because you can divorce your wife against her will. So the get is what? Is the embodiment of the das of the Makna, the das of the Megarish, okay? It's the embodiment of the Das of the Megarish. The only thing is what? It's still a private affair. It's still a private affair. Right? It's still a private affair. And when we say that Gittin needs Edus, what does it mean? It means that it has to become a public phenomenon. It's still my own, I'm holding a written, it could be my diary. You know what I mean? It has no expression outside of this person and his kinyanim. There's no expression outside of this person. Right? So the das of the Baal to be Megaresh is really the what the substance of the get is. Right? That's what the substance of a get is. It's a concrete form of his das to be Megaresh. But what? But Gittin requires that the phenomenon, Gittin requires Eidus. Gittin requires publicity, requires it to be public, right? Gittin cannot be Beino Leveino. So there's no phenomenon, Beino Leveino. What? Could be. So,
why would it be though? If it really is just an expression of the Baal's das, then wouldn't that lead us to believe that it should just be a private thing? I mean, all he has to do is express that das, and that's
what the Gemara. The Gemara learns out dover. That you can't have, it can't be a private phenomenon. That's not something that's exeris akasa. The Gemara holds exeris shava that we learn. You need edus. But now that we say you need edus, Now that we say you need Eidus, what are we really saying that the get is? The get is a public form of his das to be Megarish. Mm-hmm. In other words, the Eidus on the shtar, according to Rabbi Meir, really create the entity of get. Of course, we say that the get expresses the das of the Megaresh, the das of the Baal, right? So in other words, you can put it together like this. The Torah requires a written expression of the das of the Baal, right? But not just any written expression, a published expression, okay? A public expression, okay? So in other words, according to Rabbi Meir, until the Edim sign the get has not become a get. So, right now, by Arayos, everything has to be qualified by Edus. The Iker, the mechanisms have to exist in a public forum. So, if you're going to say that like Rabbi Meir, that a get is the embodiment, the physical embodiment of the husband's das to be Megaresh, right? That's the definition of get. Then the din of Ein Davar Shebe'er V'Pachas Mishnayim now will come in and say it must be a written statement of his das which is qualified by Edus. Okay, but one second. But what does that mean? Now comes back into one idea. Is that what? That's the nature of a get. It's a public statement of his das megarish. It's a public statement of his das megarish. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, until the edim are chosem, it never reaches the level of being a get. You understand? It never becomes a get because he's saying the idea of a get is a public. Is an objectified statement. It's an objectified written statement of his das megarish. That's what the cheftza. That's what the entity of a shtar or the entity of a get is. So until it has the quality of edus, it doesn't exist as a get. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah. So the edim. Well, let me just to compare. So the edim by Rabbi Meir really complete the cheftza of get. Okay? So the v'chosav means the v'chosam because that's the thing that creates the entity of get. Because without the quality of being public, it doesn't have an essential quality of getting. Okay? Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, without defining the idea right now, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Gerushin, like we were saying, is more, the Gerushin is really a V'chosav and V'nosan together, right? It's the communication. It's not the objectification of his das that makes a chefza of get. The krisis comes from the communication of his das to the woman. Now, the point of Rabbi Meir, gerushin is produced in two steps. First you have to objectify your das megaresh b'ksav, okay, and then that's your das of what you want to do. Okay, and the mesira of the statement of what your das is a completion of that das. It's a completion of the das. Now the das, now the plan, is complete. Okay.
According to Rabbi Meir.
According to Rabbi Meir, the giving over of the shtar is really just really according to Rabbi Meir, the ikar is the das of megarish. Okay. But it's not the das is not enacted until it's delivered. Okay. But the delivery is what? The delivery
has to be public.
No, the delivery does not have to be public. The das amagarish has to be public. The das amagarish is a public expression. Okay, but until the das is actualized, in other words, until the das is actualized, until it's out of his reach, until it's given to the one who it's about, it's retractable. I mean, it's still retractable. Like you were saying yesterday, you can still retract it. It's only effective once it has completely been given over to the affected party. Where I'm going with this? No, is Rabbi Elazar has a different idea. It's a very slight chilek between Rabbi Elazar and Meir. According to Rabbi Elazar, okay, so that's why according to Rabbi Meir, nothing has to be lishma until the Edom sign. Only the chasimas ha'edim has to be lishma. Because Rabbi Meir is focused on creating the Chefza of Get, because the Chefza of Get is, the definition of a Get is the, you can describe a Get independently. You can describe a Get independent of the Maisa Gerushin. You understand? This is an Iker. This is essential to what I'm trying to, according to Rabbi Meir, you can describe a Get outside of any Maisa Gerushin. The get is simply the man's will put on paper in a public form to perform, to send his wife to break the kedushin. Right? And there are if you have in mind that you're going to divorce your wife, you're not allowed to live with her. Das is really something over here. So once you write the get, that's it. You can't live with her anymore. So There is something. It is an objective idea over here. It's a whole question whether the peros stop when you write the get before the mesir. A lot of halachic questions from the writing of the get alone. So, because that's essentially the maisa. Essentially, gerushin is the will of the baal. It's the will of the baal. The only thing is, halacha can't deal with thoughts, with dvarim shebelev. Right, dvarim shebelev and dvarim. So we can't deal with thoughts. So we have to have concrete representation of the thought, and then we can deal with it halachically. Okay. So the shtar is the gerushin, the get, is a concrete representation of the das amagarish. Now you could say edom makes it concrete too. That doesn't bother me exactly what role the edom play. Either make it objective is what I'm saying. But that's a get.
Make it objective or public?
I'm saying there's no real difference. No real difference. In this context, I don't mean any difference.
I'm just saying, like, why does he need
questions? That's Gzeiras HaKasev. I'm just saying, in other words, I can't answer why did the Gzeiras HaKasev require writing. But when I'm saying when it requires writing, this is what writing now is fulfilling. Were there other ways to have fulfilled that in Echanami?
I'm just saying that if that's the case, right, what does writing do?
Message to the woman. In other words, Rebbe Elazar says, the ikar of the get can't be described without the woman, without the maisa involved. To describe the get without the maisa involved would be lacking. Why? Because the get is not just a record of what his das, what he's feeling now. It's not a record of what he wants to do right now. It's actually a message to the woman of that she is megureshes. It's a message, it's a communication to the woman that she's mutaris l'chol adam. That's the ikar of the get. The ikar of the get is a communication of the message. Okay? Not as a chefza not as a memorandum of the guy's das at the time. Okay? So in other words, according to Rabbi Meir, that's why the Edom are necessary to qualify the chefza of the get. And that makes it the get, because that's the ikar of a get. The ikar of the get is the chefza is the statement of his das. Okay? But by Rabbi Elazar, there's no need for the Edom on the get. There's no need for the Edom on the get. Because the get itself is only half of a part of the Nesina. It's only half an entity. It's only the beginning of the transfer of the message. You understand? To transfer the message, first you have to write the message. It has to be a written message. It can't be an oral message according to the Torah. It has to be a written message. So to give the message to the woman requires starting with what the message is. Okay? But the cheftza, but what is the event of the gerushin? What is the ikar of the gerushin? The nesina of the message itself. Okay, so that has to be qualified by Edom according to Rabbi Elazar.
What role do you understand?
Whatever the role, knows the role is the same. That whatever is the ikar, whatever is the ikar of the get, has to be qualified by Edom, because ein davar she'ber v'chol v'shnayim. So if you hold the ikar of the get is that it's a concrete form of his das hamegaresh, right? So then now you're saying the das hamegaresh has to be a public das hamegaresh. So then the chasimas ha'edim will complete the get. But if you hold that the get is really just the ikar of get is to give a message in writing to the woman, right? So then that event of the transferring of the message has to have Avis. You understand? It's no. the event of the Mesira. Because the ikar of the get, there's no ikar to the get alone. You can't deal with the get alone. The get alone has no what?
Is it a get before you give it?
Yes. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, everything has to be lishma. The ksiva also has to be lishma. He's going to come back to that same question. Why? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the v'chosav has to be talking about the writing of the get. Why? Because the v'chosav is going on. The v'chosav now is going on the text of the message. You understand? In other words, there's no idea that the message has to be objectified. That's not the halacha. There's no idea that every aspect of gittin has to be objectified. There's no idea like that. There's no halacha that every aspect. We don't say just because doesn't mean that every single element of a get has to have avis. Doesn't mean that. Okay. So according to, but it means that the ikar of gittin has to be qualified by avis. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is like this. According to Rabbi Meir, the ikar is the shtar itself. The ikar is the get itself. Why? Because he's saying that the get is, that's the essence of get. The essence of get is a document. V'chosa, it's a ksiva b'sefer. It's a sefer krisis. It's a record of his das. It's a record of what he wishes his das to be. Now, the mesira is going to effectuate whatever das is contained in this document. Sort of like your token thing. That the way it works is you put your das on the paper. The paper is now like a concrete representation of your das. And the mesira of that thing will now actualize, that is what makes whatever das is in here to be to have an effect. It's the mesira of this das. You understand? First you have to define the das, create the das, say what you want, but then that doesn't give effect to it. It doesn't get effect just because you wrote it down. It becomes effective when it's given. But only it becomes effective when it is given. That's why according to Reb Meir, if you had two shtaros written on the same day, they both would have the same exact effect. You understand? Because the mesira doesn't do anything other than to give effect to what is in this document. You hear what I'm saying? So that's why according to Reb Meir, if you had two shtar kinyan, right, with the same date for the same piece of property, they would be a draw. Why? Because it doesn't matter when you give it over. Because each mesira is doing the same thing. Each mesira is just effectuating the das in the shtar. You understand? It's all part of making the das effective. Really, according to Reb Meir, the ikar is the das. The only thing is, there have to be meisim to effectuate the das. You understand? So, the first thing is, the das has to become concrete. And then the das has to be... And then there has to be a maisa that effectuates what this das is. So he says, the mesira of the cheftza that contains that das, that's what effectuates the das itself. That's why it's the shtar that's kores. It's the shtar that makes the kinyan. Why? Because it's the expression of the das. It's the effect, it's the expressing of the das becoming actualized. You understand? But the shtar itself is a cheftza that later becomes, that whatever it contains in it through the mesira becomes effective. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, that's Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir. So the mesira really is just in order to facilitate the das that you have put on paper to facilitate its kiyum,
execution, right.
To facilitate its execution. Das alone can't become effective without a maisa. Putting it on the paper is not a maisa. That's just making the das. That's just creating a cheftz of the das. That's creating an entity that contains the das. To make that das effective, you have to be moser to the Baal Dover. But all it does is it makes the document effective. You know what I'm saying? So really it's the shtar, it's the get that kores. That's why Ede Chasima Karti, why? Because that now means that there's a cheftza of get. There's a cheftza of get as a concrete objective expression of das. That's what he means. That's what he means by the, and that's why like the Rambam was saying, the shtar is kores. According to Rebbe Meir, he keeps saying it's the shtar, right? Because all it is that what is really kores is if the das that when how what is the mechanism that when the das that I have put on the paper becomes effective, all I'm doing is effectuating whatever the das in this paper is. You understand? I'm effectuating whatever the das in the paper is.
Could you contrast that with the other side?
Yeah. Okay. So what's the other side, though? So according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no intermediary step of making the das, of concretizing the das. Now, it doesn't work that I make my das concrete and objective and then effectuate it. Okay? It's not that cumbersome. It's much simpler. It's much simpler. All it is all I have to do is I have to give over to the Baal Dovar my das. I have to communicate my will to the Baal Dovar. As long as I go to the person and say, I want this house to be yours, it becomes theirs. I want you to be divorced, she becomes divorced. That's all it is. It's purely the communication. Okay? Now, communication is an idea that requires... Communication is an idea between two people. Okay? Doesn't include any more than two people. No one other than the man and the woman are involved in the communication. Okay? Now, see, this is very, very important in the thinking about it. By Rebbe Meir, the Eidim can augment the Shtar. Why? Because the idea of Shtar, according to Rebbe Meir, is to take your thoughts and to make them objective. Okay? Now, the first step is to get them down on paper. Right? That's one level. But then the fact that they're now known publicly is a further development of that same idea. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Adam can participate in the concept of making my thoughts real, of giving my thoughts an expression. You hear what I'm saying? They can participate. This is very, very important. They can participate in making my thoughts out of my head and into objectifiable reality. Okay? So in that sense, the chasima can be viewed as the conclusion of the ksav.
Right.
Okay, as long as I have a ksav that I say, this reflects my thoughts, right? So now I can say this is an expression of my das. I don't have to make it, there's no reason for that. I just have to say this expresses my das, okay? And now I want you to objectify it to everyone that this is my das. I've done it. I've made my shtar. Because it's a continuum. The Adam fit on the continuum of going from the inner thought to the outer reality, to a public reality.
Making it public is not a separate thing.
It's not a separate thing. But by communication, it's always external. You understand? It's always external. Why? Because communication is only interpersonal. It's only beino leveino. Mm-hmm. That's the only idea of communication. You understand? I'm not saying communicate it to the public. That would be like Rebbe Meir. I'm not saying don't talk to her, talk to everyone else. You understand? Then the Adam would be part of the Maisa of communication. But they're not. I'm saying I have to communicate to her in front of others. You understand? That's an external qualification. That's a qualification of where do I have to communicate it. In other words, if I say, make your thoughts real, I say, well, how real do you mean? If I write them down, is that enough? Nope. You've got to make them real to everybody. I can say, well, how real? That could be a sheer... It's a sheer in the reality of my thought. But if I say, communicate to her private, communicate this to her in front of Adam, it doesn't augment the communication. You understand? It doesn't make the maisa of communicating is no different, whether it's public or private. It's just the message I have to deliver to her is not any different. You have to chop this. There's no difference. I'm not communicating to her in any different way. It's just where I just have to communicate in the presence of others. The whole event has to be public. But it doesn't invade the type of event. It doesn't invade the maisa of the event. I could say the whole thing has to be public. You understand? As opposed to saying... Now it's the Eidus is external to this thing. It doesn't make it. The Eidus is external, whereas on the Shtar, the Eidos carry the very activity of writing the Shtar to a higher level. You hear what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Jeremy, you're answering what you're saying. In other words, what I'm trying to show is like this, that everybody agrees you need Eidos, okay? But the Eidos is going to function very differently for Rebbe Meir and for Rebbe Elazar. For Rebbe Meir, adding Eidim to the Shtar change the type of shtar that it is. Okay? It changes when I write something down on a piece of paper privately and I write something down and publish it in a newspaper, it's very different types of writing. They're very different types of writing. You hear what I'm saying, Aaron? Different type of writing. If you had to write something that's going to get published, you'd write it a little, you'd be a little more careful. Okay? So the type of writing, since I say Ein Davar She'Be'er Pachas Mishnayim, so Eidim have to be on the Iker Davar, okay? If I say the Iker of Gerushin is really the Das, that's what really effectuates the Krisis, is the Das. The only thing is that there's a technical requirement of how to effectuate your Das, the Mesira, but the essentially what's the Krisis is the Das of the Baal, and that Das has to be on writing, has to be in writing, then the Eidim have to be on that writing. But now if you take a step back and say, what have I done? Right? I've done a different type of writing. They're not just after the fact. They don't just tack on externally to the Maisa. Right? Somebody kills somebody in front of Eidim or not in front of Eidim, there's no difference. Right? Isaac, dead is dead. Somebody kills somebody in front of Eidim or not in front of Eidim, there's no difference. Right? It's just one has a verification and one doesn't. Okay? Somebody steals, somebody makes a kinyan. We do a kinyan privately. I buy your car privately. There's no difference between the private sale and the public sale. It's not a different kind of a thing. There's no difference at all. Okay? It's just as much of a kinyan. But if I write something and get people to sign it, that's a different kind of a writing. Okay? That's what I'm trying to say. So, after you follow the rules of Gittin, you come out with a different thing, according to Rebbe Meir. But according to Rebbe Elazar, you never do. You never come out with a different thing. You just have the same thing, which is the Mesira of, which is the conveying of the message, get out, right? Done in front of people. But it's not a different message. Can't say I'm doing a different message. You hear? That's what I'm saying. That's why according to Rebbe Meir, the Ksiva Sashtar doesn't have to be Lushma at all. Right? Now it turns out, in the end,
why?
Once the Pasuk says V'chosav, and well, now we know. So now all it really means is a public statement of Yadas. That's all it means.
Now why do you need to see
So Nesina is the way to effectuate the public statement of Yadas.
What does that mean?
That means that until...
Without
it, it wouldn't be effectuated. That would be... Everybody would know this is what you want to do. Okay. Everybody would know what you want to do. But your thoughts don't have... There's no omnipotence of thought. Even if you write it down. So there has to be a way to go from the thought to the reality. First step is to make the thought real. Second step is to give it, and that makes what you wish to happen. It takes away the entire... I mean, it's an amazing thing, according to Rebbe Meir. It takes away the whole requirement of the Baal writing it. As long as he can say it's a public statement of his Das, that's enough. That's all you need. But, according to Rabbi Elazar, since it's a communication to the woman, and the Eidim can never change what that communication is, okay, and the communication must be in writing, the communication has to start with the writing. That's what he holds. The communication starts, communicating starts with the writing. That's the V'chosav.
Same communication, though.
That's the V'chosav. Hold on. So the V'chosav is to tell her, B'chosav, that you have to tell her B'chosav, right? That has to be Lishma. The K'sav has to be Lishma. Because that's all there is over here. There's no idea of Eidim augmenting this document and making it into something else. That would be puzzle. I mean, that's not... To make it into something else is not what we want. Huh? In terms of the get, all there is the requirement of the Torah to take what you want to do and to deliver the message of that to the woman. Okay? So Edim have to be external to the whole phenomenon. Edim are external to the phenomenon. The Ksiva and the Nesina are one Cheftza, like the Ramban says. The Lishma is really going on the Chosa V'Nosan. It's really one entity. The Ksiva and the Nesina are one entity because that is the communication. Half a communication is just writing. But that's not what the Torah wants. According to Reb Meir, it's writing. According to Reb Elazar, it's purely communication.
Why is this here anymore?
What?
Why is the Nesira more important then?
Now the Nesira is more important because that's what makes the writing communication. The giving, the delivering of the message. That's the end goal. The whole writing is because I want to deliver the message. Going back to the Svar we were using the other day. So therefore, the Edom don't have a place on the Shtar. The Edom don't have a place in the Shtar. The Edom have to be on the event of Gerushin. The event of Gerushin is the delivery of the message. So they have to be on the Nesina. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds. And since the Edom have to be on the Nesina, the V'chosav must be referring to the Ksiva of the Baal. You understand? Shai? You hear where I'm going? Okay. Yeah. Because whatever Dover Sheba ever means, it has to be a public affair. Right? So if you're going to say that the get is the krisis, the cheftza of the das is the krisis, so now you're saying, now Edus can qualify it. Now Edus won't be external anymore. Now you're saying it's a public declaration of his das.
Why can't you just have the get be written in front of the Edus?
Have the get be... No, because then the writing is not a public declaration of his das. What's that?
Yeah, but the writing has to be a public declaration.
No, the writing itself, the get itself... The get itself has to be a public document.
Not as action
right. Right, not as action right.
Maybe this writing represents the das of the Baal, there's public knowledge.
If I wrote a get without other
work, right?
So you're saying no, because you're saying that the Edom would be on the Maisa of Ksiva. Right? The Edom would be on the Maisa of Ksiva. But the ikar of the get is the Ksav itself. It does reflect my das, right? It does reflect my das. So you're saying that you need, what do you need? You need a cheftza of das, you need a cheftza of your das, that itself is, no, that's what has to be qualified by the edus. The cheftza of the das has to be qualified by the edus. It's a good question. I hear what you're saying. But he's saying that if you're going to say the ikar is the cheftza of the das, right, the expression of the das, I can express the das even without writing it. Right? I can say, this reflects my das. Right? But, so therefore, it's the entity of his das, that's what has to have Edus. Now, one second. You mean, say, why do the Edom have to sign? Why can't the guy say in front of Edom, this is my das? Let him say in front of Edom, this is my das? But then they would just be made to what his das is.
Right, they're not being included.
Then they're just being made on what his das is. No. The shtar is first to make his das concrete. Right? And then that has to have edus. You understand? And then that has to be public. The concrete form of his das has to be public. Not that it's public that this is his das. Then you wouldn't need any ksav at all. Then there wouldn't be any ksav at all.
Well,
you're sort of cutting out the das. Yeah. You're cutting out the ksav. What? Hold on, yeah, what?
You need a ksav to have a concrete form. And you need it to be called a das, that concrete form actually does represent the das of the bomb.
But that concrete form itself, knows the edus would be what? The edus at the end of the day would be what? That this is his das. That his das is to be megarish, right? But that edus would not, but one second, but that edus would not produce, that edus would not make any ksav on its own right a public expression of his das. Just by reference to these edim. It would only be by reference. What? Because what I'm saying is like this. According to Rabbi Meir, how do you read the psukim? The chosav law refers to what? What I'm saying is he's learning the psukim like this. V'chosav law means write the get. Right? V'chosav means to write the get. Okay, that means it has to be a written, expression of the das. Right? Now, the fact that we know that there's edus, right, means that that cheftza has to be qualified by edus. Right? That's how he gets to the v'chosav means the v'chosav. That's what I'm trying to explain. How does he go from the plain? That was the first question we're asking. How do you go from the statement v'chosav law sefer krisus into saying it means the chasima sa'edim? Right? I'm saying you only get that at the end. You only get that l'mafreya. Because we say v'chosav means you have to write the das. The das has to be in a written form. Right? And then that cheftza has to be be'edus. And we know what edus is on. There is such a thing as edus b'chsav. So the edus is qualifying the thing that you wrote. The ksav has to be provable with edus. The ksav has to have edus. So then l'mafreya, that turns out that the v'chosav is really telling you v'chosav. You understand?
I should understand, because according to Rabbi Lezer,
that's the plain shot in the puzzle.
According to Rabbi Lezer, you're going to have to say that the ksav is qualified also. Meaning, or else it's just, how do you have anything that's...
The ksav is not qualified.
So what does that mean? It's just you're going to have a non-qualified thing doing a process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I said in the beginning. Not every element has to be... You don't need Adam to prove that the guy owned the shtar before he wrote the... You don't need Adam to prove every single step. You need Adam on the event of krisis, on the cheftza, on the entity of krisis. So what I'm saying is... What I'm saying... This is the ikar of what I'm trying to say. And it's a concept. But what I'm trying to say is that the way that l'mafreya, it comes out into very different... The Adis plays very different roles, according to Lazar and Meir. Because of the nature of the chefts of krisis, according to each. According to Meir, the chefts of the krisis is the concrete form of his das. The concrete form of his das. Not what he's thinking anymore. The concrete form of his das. Edus on what he... the concrete form is what... The chefza of his concrete form is the only thing that we care about now. You understand? Not Edim on what he thinks. That's why... That's what I'm trying to answer your question. Edim on what he wrote, that's not what we're interested in. We're interested in the chefza of the form... We're interested in the concrete chefza of his das. Okay? And now it says, but it's not just the concrete form, because Ein Davar Sheva, now it becomes a public form of his das. But the form of his concrete das, the concrete das has to be qualified by Eidus. But that makes it a different thing. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, it's the Mesiras, it's the Sfiras Dvarim to the woman that is the thing. And that has to have Eidus. But that's not going to change any of the components. That's not going to make them any different. You understand? That's just a question of where. For a mayor, it's a question of how much. It has to be how public? Concrete? Okay, can't just be in words. It has to be a record and public record. Okay, but you can't have the public quality not in the chefza of the record itself. Then it would be just a document that I can prove is his thing. But it wouldn't be from the document that I can prove it. It wouldn't be, that wouldn't qualify the document. That wouldn't make the document a public entity. Okay. So one second. So that's what you're saying. Eide chasima karti or eide misira karti means what? According to Rabbi Meir, the ikar of the get the ikar of the get and the ikar of the maisa gerishin is the das of the baal. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the ikar of the gerishin is the communication from the baal to the woman. Okay? That's the ikar. So that's what the Ron is trying to explain over here. He's saying, according to Rabbi Elazar, when you say that Adam can be chos min al ashtar, right, all you need is, see, he's very careful the way he says it, all you need is shehamasira koreses kol sheyesh b'shaita Adam. He doesn't say you need Adam to witness the masira. He never says that. He does not say that. Specifically, he does not say that. He just says, whatever the entity of Gerishin is, it must have with it Adam. Okay? Whatever the entity of Gerishin is, it must have with it Adam. That event cannot be a private thing. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the event of the Gerishin is the Mesiras HaMessage to the woman. It's the Mesira of the message to the woman. Okay? So he says there's no difference. It can be accomplished two ways. How? Either by them witnessing the giving of the message, or how, that they see that the Baal did the beginning of the giving of the message. Now, as according to the Ran, the Ksav of the Shtar is B'Shas Nesina. That's what we asked. How is it Shas Nesina? It's before the Nesina. Right? But that's not true. According to Rabbi Lozer, it is Shas Nesina. Because the Nesina started already. Why? Because the delivering of a message has a first part and a conclusion. First part is composing the message. Last part is just delivering it. But it's all one entity of Mesiras, of giving the message. It's all one entity. Of V'chosav and V'nosan. Okay? That's why he has to start Lishma. And that's what the Ramban says. The V'chosav and the V'nosan are really all Lishma. But 1 second. So he's saying like this. He's saying either by giving, you're gonna have Edus on the Davar, on the Mesira, one of two ways. Either they actually witness the Mesira, or like the Rif says. What does he say? He gives that funny Lashon. He says, Ho will v'ike ede chasima, v'hein k'sherim, v'get yotze mitachas yoda, Girushi ma'al ye'inen. What does that mean? How does that fit in? Since, and the Rambam uses the same lashon, since there were Edom on the get, and the get is yote mitachas yada, what does that mean? So that's what it means. It means, once they sign the get, they see that the beginning of the Mesira started. They know for sure. That, because that's all a get is, according to Rabbi Elazar. It's the beginning of the Mesira. It's now Omed, it's the first half of the Mesira. The Mesira has two halves. We unfairly lay the whole Mesira on the delivery. Right? Because we view it as two completely different steps. We view it like Rav Meir. Intuitively, we view it like Rav Meir. It's writing the thing, and then giving the thing. But if the thing itself is only a message, right, then the writing of it is the beginning of giving of it, of mm-hmm. giving it, because there would be no kiyum of the thing if it was never given. It wouldn't have any. It would not have. Would not be the cheftza at all if it was never given. It'd be like mm-hmm. a telegram that was never delivered. So it would lose its whole quality. So the beginning of it, the beginning of the mesira, is really with the ksiva. And so they're now made that the nesina began. Okay. That's a public fact now. The fact that the Mesira to the woman began is public. Okay? And now we see Mamela was concluded. So the whole Mesira is public. The whole Mesira is public. Once we know the Mesira began publicly, and now Mamela we know it was finished, so the whole Mesira is public. It's not half a Mesira. There's no such thing as half a Mesira. Well, the basin will see it's Yosef Mitachas Yada. I mean, whoever... do you need Adam? Why? Why do you need Adam? Why do you need Adam?
Because otherwise, why is it public that it's got that? How is it public that the material is done?
Do you need Adam that she's holding the get? No, I don't see why you need Eidos Hashlogim yet. Because now we know the Mesira was public. Because this thing that she's holding was the conclusion of a public Mesira. It was the conclusion of a Mesira that was done publicly.
So that's a bad idea that we process publicly.
I say she's holding the get, right? So did she get this privately or publicly? Did she get it privately or publicly? So I say as long as the man made a declaration, I am delivering this get. That's basically what I'm saying. The Chasimah Se'edim is. Chasimah Se'edim is that the man is saying publicly, I am delivering this get. Right? Now if it's ever concluded, it's impossible for it to remain private. You understand? Once he announced his intentions, and we see it was done, it's impossible that it's considered private.
Yeah, but the public is left hanging because they didn't know whether it was concluded.
Oh, but now once they see it, right?
They should have to see it, though.
Yeah, so she's holding it.
The public should have to see it.
No, the public doesn't have to see it. Why does the public have to see it?
The Mesira was public.
The public is still left hanging. They're not.
No, I'm saying that once he starts it publicly, then you can't recall that. You can't change that action into a private. It's not possible to change that private. You can't make it private anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. Once I announce that I'm giving it publicly, and it's considered the beginning of it, see, that's the point. I understand what your problem is. You're still thinking in the old way. You're still thinking that when he says, I am going to give it, it's completely a statement about a future act. And he has not done any of the giving yet. See, I'm saying this is the beginning of the giving already. The beginning of the giving already was public.
Why do we even need to see that it was completed?
Who needs to? Well, if you want to marry her, you have to know that she got the get. Because it's not concluded. It's not concluded. But what I'm saying is, as long as the beginning is public, the conclusion can't be anything but public.
Even though it isn't necessarily going to be a conclusion?
That's right. That's why get yotzei mitachas yada is enough. As long as we know she has it, nobody has to see her getting it. You only have to see her getting it if you're saying that the whole Mesira is, that the whole Mesira only takes place in the Shas Nesina. But since V'chosav and V'nosan go together, and that's the beginning of the Nesina, that's Shas Nesina. That's what he's saying. All you need is that B'Shas Nesina there's Edom. Where's the Shas Nesina over there? No, that's what I'm saying. According to Rabbi Lazar, this is Shas Nesina because it's the message, it's the beginning of the message being sent. Because the first step of sending it is composing it. See, it's not a matter of proof. It's not a matter of proof. That's the thing I'm trying to say. It's not a matter of proof. It's just a din that the krisis has to be qualified by Eidos. That's the din. That's the only din. That it's not a matter of proof. It's just it has to have the quality of a public event. So as long as it was set up this way and your intentions were conveyed publicly that this is what I am about to do, then whatever you do, everybody says, oh yeah, now I remember, yeah, he must have done what he said he wanted to do. Right? So that will have a public... I mean, Shai, maybe you're right.
In the public, it doesn't leave the...
That's right. Once I lay out publicly, this is exactly every step I'm taking.
People are asking questions, and they follow it.
Right. So then it already started. But it's more than just saying what I'm going to do. It's already started. It has already started. Because you can't qualify something but with Eidos in the future. It has to qualify the beginning of the Maisa is qualified by the Eidos.
The
V'chosav is the composing of the message. It's the first step of conveying the message.
Right, when you're writing the telegram, that's already starting. So that's the V'chosav.
and it's also the beginning of the Mesira?
Well, once in a sense, yeah. I mean, once he has the object ready, now he's in the middle of Mesira. There's nothing in between writing and giving. You just go from writing to giving. So once I completed it, now it's omed for Nesina, so it's Shas Nesina. So now the Edim are made, B'Shas Nesina, that he's a Nosein. Because he is a Nosein right now. He's B'Shas Nesina right now. So now his Maisa Nesina is begun publicly. That's all you need. That's exactly why the Lashon, I think, fits very well. All he says is, that's why he puts it that way. He says, as long as we know the Nesina started publicly, as long as we know it concluded any which way, we don't need to know publicly it concluded, we just need to know, get Yotzei Tachan Miyada, that's all we need. Now we can say, the Nesina was public. Correct. It's not a concrete form of Zas. Because if it were a concrete form of Zas, then you would be saying that the way it works is by actualizing that concrete form. According to Rilaza, it's just a conveying his message. There's no step like that of first making a concrete form. So that's why once the message is given, that's the krisis. Because that's the completion of the thing. The krisis really comes from the Nesina. Because you can't break it up into two separate entities. You can't say I make the thing and then I just actualize it. That would throw the krisis back on the shtar. According to Rabbi Elazar, the krisis comes from the Nesina, because it's the message that is that's kores. So that, of course, whoever gets the message first is going to be the one who's kores first. It's not actualizing the shtar. There's no heftza of shtar. It's delivering the message is what does the thing. Now, they're both grappling with the same problem of taking a thought and making it real. But Rabbi Elazar holds just the communication to the party is the thing. For some reason, Rabbi Meir holds you have to put it in a form that you can deal with, then you can have a lot of halachos are going to attach to that. And then making that form actualized. No, it's not really communicating it. That's what I'm saying. It's a subtle difference you got to think about. Rabbi Meir is not saying it's communication of the thing. He's saying giving it to the person is almost like making it totally out of your grasp. Right? In other words, it's like different levels. Yeah, in other words, once I put it into a concrete form, but I can still tear it up, it still is somewhat in my reach. But once I make this the concrete form and give it to the person who's in control, who's benefiting from it, now it's completely objectified. In other words, going to Rabbi Meir, the way I view it is he's going from the das to the total to the most objective, but the fullest objective form is when the guy that it's about is in control of it. You know what I mean? That's the fullest expression of that. But that guy is—it's not really the mesira per se. The mesira is just putting it along the furthest point of out of your realm of das and into the realm of other people's realities. You understand? Whereas Rabbi Elazar is learning. It has nothing to do with that. Once you tell the guy, that's the ikar. It has nothing to do with this idea of making it from your das to the concrete and making it more and more concrete. It just has to do with the fact of once you communicate it in a certain halachic manner, that makes it that itself is what makes it objective. But that's going to be a difference. Is it the mice and the sina? Because that's the ikar according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the communication. That's going to be kores. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's really just every further step is augmenting the prior one. You know what I mean? Now giving it to him, now that makes that shtar really good. Right? It's similar to like as Gemara saw this morning. So as Gemara says that, they say what's the iser of what's the iser of low sachmod, right? Yeah. Right. So Ram says to what? It's only once you actually take it. But I think the Ram says the real iser is belave, yeah. Right? So it means to say that the iser is belave, but the maisa is just a qualification of how it's a shear in the feeling of the lave, that the lave came to maisa. Understand? But it just reflects back on lave. Like Gemara says in Bava Metzia that our question is that if you say that the kinyan is not complete until you do Mashichas, how come if you give the money and then you want to back out, you're considered an evil person? It says that's just Dvarim. Dvarim is nothing, the Gemara says. Dvarim is just saying Rucham Nochem Nochem. It doesn't mean if a guy violates his Dvarim, it's not considered a terrible thing. If he violates something that you committed to, it's different. So the Gemara says, no, it's really Dvarim, but Dvarim, but Rashi says, but Dvarim that came to a Maisa, that's really bad to violate. You understand? But it's not the Maisa. Sometimes further things that happen go back to change the quality of the original thing. But everything is stemming from the original. You understand? You shouldn't violate words that you acted on. Not that you can't violate a Maisa, he's violating the words. It's a Jewish chap. Right? It's not because you took it, it's because you felt so strongly about it that it led you to do this. You know what I mean? So that's Rebbe Meir too. It's not the giving of the thing, it's that you put it so far out of your realm of control that makes it objective. That makes it completely real. Whereas Rebbe Loza says, it has nothing to do with it. Thoughts can be real just like anything else. They just have to be delivered to be effective. Das is real without all of this stuff. It just has to be delivered to be effective. That's Krisis is the Maisa. So that's going to have the Nafkmina by Kinyanim too. Whoever got the Shtar first, according to Rav Elazar, he's the one who got the Kinyan. According to Rav Meir, they're both equal, because each one is just objectifying the Shtar. But the two Shtaros don't have a Zman. So they both become, they're both objectified, and you can't say one Shtar is before the other Shtar. You understand? You can't say one Shtar is before the other Shtar. It's just going to effectuate what's in the shtar. If the shtar is those man, they're both affected at the same time. There's nothing you can do about it.
The example you put in the shtar is at the end of the day.
That's right, because the das you put in the shtar is at the end of the day. Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why it says not makbir on shos, meaning say they hold the kinyan that goes at the end of the day. So now you gave reality to two shtaros that have the same das embodied in them. So they're both going to occur simultaneously. Think it over. It's a lot to think over.